You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Many British Columbians are proud of the beautiful province we live in, but our next-door neighbor, Alberta, also has an international reputation for its stunning scenery. The Alberta Parks Act plays an important role in maintaining this natural beauty, but all of this may change in a couple of weeks thanks to a new Parks Act that was proposed to the legislature last week by Alberta's Minister for Tourism, Parks and Recreation, Cindy Agee. Sarah Elmulgee is the Senior Conservation Planner with CPAWS, and CPAWS is the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society for Southern Alberta, and she joins me on the phone today from Canmore, Alberta. Welcome to Vancouver's Cooperative Radio, Sarah.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be part of your show this morning.
The Alberta Parks Act is several decades old, but it's in the process of being updated. So what process has been used for the drafting of this proposed new act?
Well, Alberta is in the process of quite a bit of policy transition right now across several different ministries, just trying to update our land use practices. And the government says they're trying to balance more environmental and economic and cultural needs of the province. So a couple of years ago, the Ministry of Parks undertook quite an extensive stakeholder consultation to create the plan for parks. And the plan for parks is sort of like the overarching policy of how Alberta Parks will be managed and created and what their sort of goals and purposes will be on the landscape. This last week, the Ministry of Parks introduced a new Parks Act, which is the legislation to accompany this policy. A policy in and of itself doesn't really do anything. It's just sort of a strategic plan, you could say. But the legislation is the law, right? It's the piece that governs the land, so to speak. So the implications around legislation are quite a bit greater than the implications around policy. And there was very little stakeholder consultation around the creating of the legislation. There was an online workbook presented in July around some draft legislation around which we had very huge concerns. And then the final legislation was tabled. We had less than 24 hours notice before the final legislation was tabled in cabinet.
And did the final legislation take into account any of the submissions of comment?
Not as far as I can tell.
So what overall is your reaction to this new act?
Well, CPAWS believes CPAWS thinks that the act is fundamentally flawed and needs to be withdrawn and rewritten. We have three major concerns with the act the way it sits right now. Our first concern is that the purpose of the act aims to put conservation and ecological health in balance with recreation and tourism. Our stance is that parks and protected areas should be the one place in the province where ecological health is the priority of the landscape. Recreation and tourism can fit within that context, and we believe that people should have the opportunity to get out and appreciate our wilderness, but ecological health needs to be the priority of our park system. So because the Act doesn't state that specifically as its purpose, we believe that it's flawed in its foundation, and so everything that stems from that is also flawed. Our second major concern is that over the last 20 or 30 years, our park system has developed a level of complexity that reflects the complexity of our ecosystems and land uses and communities, and so we currently have 8 different categories of provincial protected areas in legislation. This act proposes to distill that down to 2 categories, and in doing so, will actually dilute protection of some of our most protected wilderness areas right now. So that's our second concern, that the act actually, you know, takes away the protection of some of our most protected wilderness areas. Our third concern is that the level of protection in this new act, the level of protection of different areas, would be determined in regulation instead of in legislation, and that regulation is subject to ministerial discretion. So that means that the Minister of Alberta, or whoever is the Minister of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, could change the level of protection of our different protected areas just by changing the regulation, and there would be no public debate, no debate in legislature. They would agree to put up a public notice, which means that, you know, they tell you what they've decided, and here you go, this is the decision that we've made. So we think that this puts way too much power in the hands of one person to decide the different kinds of levels of protection and land uses that will be occurring in Alberta parks, which are set aside for all Albertans. So, and not just Albertans, I mean, we're an international tourist destination as well. So, you know, Albertans need to be engaged in those decisions, not just one person.
You mentioned the increased importance given to recreational opportunities, and the minister says that is one of the goals of the new act. Is that a response to public opinion in Alberta?
Well, I think it's a response to the fact that we have a growing population here in Alberta, and our existing parks aren't necessarily equipped to handle the growing recreation pressures from our growing population. And that actually means that we need more parks, not that we need to increase access into our existing parks. We don't want to increase the amount of pressure that's being put on our protected ecosystems already, but we should definitely be creating more parks to create more recreational opportunities for Albertans. And when asked, Albertans said the number one thing they want the Ministry of Parks to do is to set aside more land in a protected state as parks and to do a better job of environment and protecting the environmental attributes of those parks.
Now, I gather you think the Act is shy on a lot of details. Could you give us a specific example of something that concerns you that just isn't part of an Act that should regulate this this area of life?
Right. So I guess one of the biggest concerns we have in terms of lack of information is around the zoning idea. So the government is saying that, you know, the Act is proposing that everything will become a provincial park, but that provincial parks will be zoned differently depending on the level of protection. And so each provincial park could be comprised of one or more zones, and those zones would dictate what can and cannot happen in various areas of our landscape. The legislation doesn't lay out what the zones are, just says that there will be four zones. We have no idea what the scale of activity will be between these four zones because it's not defined. So it's really difficult to make a judgment on whether we support or oppose the zoning when we don't even know what the zones are. And as I said before, the zoning will be up to the minister. So something could, you know, be called a Zone 1. Let's pretend that Zone 1 is the highest level of protection. But again, I don't know. And then the minister could just decide, you know, next year or 2 years from now, well, actually, you know, I think that park should be a Zone 3. And he or she could just do that. There would be no conversation around that. It could just be done. So, you know, the Act doesn't tell us what the zones are. It doesn't define adequately how our current level of protection will be carried forward in this new Act. And I just really have a hard time understanding how Albertans are supposed to support an Act that doesn't give them enough information to even make an educated decision.
The government seems to be in a big rush with this Act. How close is it to becoming law?
Well, it's going to undergo second reading on Monday the 15th. And and then it will go to the Committee of the Whole if it gets through second reading, and it could be approved by third reading as early as the week later. So by the end of November, we could have by November 23rd, we could have a new Parks Act. So we're really trying hard to get that stalled at the second reading so that that's not the case.
So what can people listening contribute to the effort to hold this back from adoption?
Yeah, the biggest thing that that people can do is contribute to the debate that's going to be happening in the legislature on Monday. So, you know, people can definitely send an email to the Premier of Alberta or Minister Cindy Eady herself, but I think it's almost more important at this point for people to be sending letters, CCing those emails to the leaders of the opposition parties, the Liberals, the NDPs, and the Wild Rose Party here in Alberta, because those are the people that will be tabling the concerns of Albertans and Canadians on Monday in the legislature. So that's the number one thing that people can do, is email anybody who's sitting in that legislature and tell them that you're concerned about this bill.
Okay, thank you very much for explaining it and why we should be concerned too. Best of luck with holding it off.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye,
okay,
Sarah.
Take care, bye.
I've been speaking with Sarah Elmuji, a senior conservation planner for the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society in southern Alberta. And as she said, if you want to help save Alberta parks, the Sierra Club is encouraging everyone to write all members of the legislature opposition, as well as the Premier, Ed Stelmach, expressing your concerns.